Honey, is that you? Finally, I've been eagerly waiting on the edge of my seat for you to come home. Oh, don't worry, it's nothing serious in that sense. Calm down, please. It's something else, but we have to deal with it immediately, so I don't want you going upstairs, okay, honey? Okay, so listen to me very carefully. Today, while you were out, I got a letter through the door, and I thought it was strange because it seemed to be from your school, and honestly, when I first saw it, I thought you were in trouble for something awful. I don't know, but there is something about brown envelopes that scream trouble. Anyway, I opened it up while holding my breath, expecting the worst, and I carefully read it, and I was even more surprised because it was just a very long warning, as there seems to be a lice outbreak at your school. Did your teachers tell you about that at school? No? They're probably trying not to cause a mass hysteria about it, and trying to do it quietly, but still, it's very shocking to me that even at your age, people are still getting lice. And I hope they find out who has it immediately, because this is just outrageous. So you know what that means? You're going to have to sit on that chair right now I set up for you, so I can do a scalp check to see if you have any lice. Sweetie, I don't care if you haven't been scratching and that you're 100% sure that you haven't got it. You can never be too sure. All it takes is one egg sitting on the top of your hairs right now for your hair to become completely infested. Shh, I don't care if you told Jake that you'll be playing Minecraft with him. You can do that once I've checked for lice. So please, honey, sit down. Trust me, this is the last thing I want to be doing as well, but we have to do it for the good of your health. Thank you, son. Remember, I only do this because I love and care about you. Would you rather that I'd be one of those other moms in school who doesn't care about you? You should count yourself lucky that you are my everything. So just sit still and let mommy handle this for you. Just think of it as a nice little hairdressing session. You like that, right? Exactly. So think of it as something relaxing. Because it's going to be like a scalp massage and getting your hair combed through. And hopefully we won't find any of those annoying little shits in your hair. Sorry, pardon my swearing, dear. They're just really annoying, you have no idea. I'm just going to be doing a scalp check on you right now to be sure that I can't find anything. The eggs are really tiny, but you're lucky your mama has got a very good eye, so they won't be able to hide from me so well. How do I know what they look like? Well, honey, let me tell you a little story. When I was younger, I had lice myself when I was in kindergarten. It was a very large outbreak that we were all sent home and no one was allowed to come back until they got rid of those things we call lice. And you can imagine how much I adore my hair. I loved it just as much when I was younger. It was long and thick, just perfect for them to live in. My poor mom, or should I say, your poor grandma, had to spend hours, and I mean to the early hours of the morning, trying to get every single one of those disgusting creatures out of my hair. And ever since then, I never gotten lice. So, as you can see, all those hours Grandma spent doing that to my hair, I picked up the method, so it's second nature to me on how to check and deal with them. But you're okay, sweetie. You're clear so far. Can you please stop moaning? Just because I've not found anything so far, it doesn't mean you haven't got it. You haven't been taking this as seriously as you should be, son. Do you not know why it's important to check? Well, head lice are tiny insects that live in hair. They also bloodsuck your scalp to get food. So unless you want that living on you, then be my guest. So, shall I continue then? Very well. Do you have any idea, though, who could be the one spreading it around the class? Well, have you seen anyone constantly itch their scalp? Sweetie, just because someone has bad hygiene, it doesn't mean they're more susceptible to catching lice. Actually, I've read up on a lot of sources that they actually prefer clean hair, but overall they don't have any prejudices on which scalp they'd like to jump on. They would go on anything that comes to them, if I'm being honest. But from now on, even if you are in the all clear, you need to stay away from people in school because of contact if you get too close. They can make a new home on you, so I'd be very wary, sweetie. Well, it is looking like you're going to be clear from having any anyway, so that means you will have to be extra careful because you don't want to end up having them. Who would, to be honest? Okay, darling, the scalp check brings me good news, and it seems like you're all clear from having lice. Clear from having lice? So far. Please sit your bottom back on that chair. We aren't done yet. I will tell you when you can go. Excuse me. Please don't talk back to your mother like that. Especially when I'm taking care of you and doing a big favor for your benefit. I'm sure Jake can wait 5 more minutes to play on that precious Minecraft, okay? Look, if you just sit a few more minutes for Mommy, I'll even let you stay up a little later tonight to play. Is that a deal then? Okay, good boy. You can stay there seated nicely, and I'm just going to comb through your hair just to make sure no eggs or lice end up in it. Good boy, you're doing such a good job for me sitting so patiently and letting me check one last time. Oh, I know you must be buzzing to get right back upstairs, so the more you behave for me, the quicker this will be done and you can go straight upstairs and you don't need to worry about this again. But so far, so good. Nothing is coming up on the brush. I'll go over all the sections a few more times just to be sure. Because remember, sweetie, they are very annoying, so you really don't want to have them. I'm nearly done. What do you mean? Oh. See? I told you you'd end up enjoying this, darling. I know it feels nice having your hair combed. It's like a nice, relaxing massage, and it nearly makes you drift off to sleep. Of course, if you did end up having lice, though, it wouldn't be nice like this. Actually, sweetie, it reminds me when you were younger. You used to love when I'd play with your hair to help you sleep. Sometimes that was even the only way for you to finally nod off since you were such a screamy little baby. Yes, you were. And now you're growing up so fast, and I notice you're spending less time with me now. In fact, I barely get to see you anymore since you're upstairs playing games all the time. Not like I take it personally, since it's normal for sons to go off and do their own thing a lot of the time. You're just a growing man, so of course you don't want to hang out with your mom. But it's just been so long since we were close and bonding like this that it made me realize how much I missed it. So this has been really nice to have this moment with you, son. I know it's under unfortunate circumstances from a lice scare, but it's been lovely nonetheless. So I just want to tell you right now, sweetie, before I'm finished up with you, that I'm always here for you. And if anything is wrong, or even something good happened, don't be afraid to come to me. You're a really good kid, and I'm so proud of how far you've come, my dear. Anyway, I finished up now and I can deliver you the good news that you were right, and in fact, you did not have lice. Yes, you can go on Minecraft now. Love you, sweetie. Have fun.